Ann Arbor City Council hopes to tackle issues connected with the budget and fiscal responsibility, public safety, infrastructure, economic development, and affordable housing. Council developed specific problems for each area and statements of what success would be for each issue. Julia Novak is president of Novak Consulting Group and served as the facilitator at the retreat. Novak says reaching consensus on the problems and outcomes is important.
The key, what's really hard and what makes the conversation ultimately valuable, is being able to focus on outcomes or success and not on methods. Because when it's about methodology, that's where we differ. So you really do want to kind of say, okay, what's the problem we're trying to solve, and then what does success look like? And if you answer those two things, then you have a lot of leeway with one another in the methods that are ultimately used to get there.
On many of the areas, council rapidly came to agreement. However, questions around public safety, especially the question about fire department staffing, proved a greater challenge. Some council members say the goal is to meet fire response times, while other members focused on total number of firefighters to keep open all fire stations. An update on budget projections show the city is expected to have a surplus in fiscal 2014. However, going forward, expenses appear to be growing at 2.5%, while revenues will only grow by 1.5%. Chief Financial Officer Tom Crawford says they need help from the state legislature on revenue issues.
I'm not advocating additional revenues, talking about the method and the resources that are applied to city governments. So I'm not talking about necessarily increasing taxes, but the sources of revenue the city has is 60% taxes, and then we get a very small portion of the sales tax. Just having that portion really get to what it was originally planned to be would make a big difference.
Crawford says the city does appear to have passed the bottom of the recession and saw real economic improvements this year. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.